Blog Talk Radio.
To be with you here. This is the one and only Reverend Robin. Rebel, yeah, I am a rebel for God, and I am the apostle called of the Lord. And, you know, thank you so much for joining us today, this afternoon, this evening, in the future, whenever you listen to this broadcast. Always remember, God's love will never fail you, never. It will never leave you. And we are so honored to be with you today. Thank you for listening. Tell everyone about God's live radio so they can receive the good God's love and through Jesus Christ, the eternal life. Don't forget, you can go to our website of the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. There you can register for the Bible College. Also, you can request prayer. We're here for you. We would be honored to pray for you spiritually, physically, whatever you may need. And, you know, I just want to say we are live today here in Pakistan. We're on our long mission, the ending of this 2023 into 2024. We have had so much fun in God, if I may say that. We've been to the villages. We've been in our churches. We've been with our people, our family, and seen miracles upon miracles. Blind eyes healed, the crippled, miracles happening everywhere, people set free of demons. It's just been an awesome time so far. We still got quite a bit of time here in Pakistan. If you're listening, please tell everyone. Getting ready to do some big meetings in Pakistan. We will announce that later. But right now, I am honored. I have a couple sisters of the Lord with me this evening. It is a little after 6 p.m. here on a Thursday night, December 28, 2023. One of the sisters that's going to share what God has put on her heart is Sister Rimshaw, and she's an awesome woman of God. Let me tell you about her. She teaches our children in Sunday school how to live for Jesus and that Jesus loves them. And, of course, I have my co-host here, the one and only Sister Liba. And she is awesome. She is the Sunday school administrator, the director of our churches, and she does an awesome job for the Lord. Whatever the Apostle Robin needs done, Sister Liba sees that it is done according to God's will. So, without further delay, let me introduce my Sister Rimshaw here, and Sister Liba is going to interpret for her. Hello, sisters.
Yes, hello, everyone. I am Sister Liba here. I am very thankful to the Lord that he gave me this chance to speak with you all. I hope you all doing good. Also, Merry Christmas for you to you. And here is Sister Rimshaw. She's going to speak, and then I will translate for you guys.
Hello, everyone. I am Sister Rimshaw here, and Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And so what do you have to share for us?
Urdu mein batao.
Meri gawahi ye hai ki main khudaan se pehle bahut zyada dur thi aur ek dafa Sister Robin ne mujhe dua mein mehsoos kiya aur mujhe kaha ki tum khudaan se bahut zyada dur ho to inhone phir mere liye dua ki aur tab se main khudaan ka shukr hai ki maine khudaan ko apni zindagi mein aane diya aur और खुदावन के मैं संडे स्कूल में बच्चों को भी सिखाती भी हूँ और क्वायर में मैं गीत भी गाती हूँ.
Hallelujah, praise God. She is sharing like I am very far from the God because her dad also wish that they are getting close to God, but they are very far from the God because, you know, guys, the childhood age, we have our own wishes and everything. But, you know, what she's saying one of time when we're doing an online Bible study with the one and only Reverend Robin, our Sister Robin, and she's saying she felt, and she said, oh, Rimshaw, I feel you are very far from the God and you need to get close to the Lord. And she's saying, after this, I start my life with new vision. Like sister told me that you, God have a great plans for you. So she's saying, after this, I accept Jesus Christ in my heart and I getting close with the Lord day by day. She's saying, I also start Sunday school, like I teaching in the family church, the kids, the Sunday school. She's a Sunday school teacher, and she's saying, after this, when I receive the Holy Spirit, when I receive Jesus in my life, after this, Lord really, really blessed me. Even she's saying, I lost my father, but you know what she says? She's saying, this is also the plan of God, because when he here, we don't follow his advice that we need to close to be God, but he's saying, she is saying when we lost our father, and after this I also realized this is the time for me to get close to the Lord because it's very good for me to have Jesus in my life. And she's saying, after all this, God really, really blessed me. I have very good and prosper life, and I am very blessed to be a Sunday school teacher.
And so Sister Rimshaw, how are you getting through with your father going to heaven? Can you share with anyone that might be hurting today?
कह रहे कि आपसे हम पूछना चाहेंगे कि जिसको जिस तरह आपको पता है, मतलब कि आपके पापा की डेथ हुई है, वो खुदावन के साथ है, तो आपके दिल में उनके बारे में क्या ख्याल है, अगर आप शेयर करना चाहें ताकि हम दूसरे लोगों को भी बता सके कि आप अपने दिल में किस चीज को रखती हैं अपने पापा के बारे में, अगर वो खुदावन यीशु मसीह के साथ मौजूद है.
मैं अब ये रखती हूँ कि खुदावन, जैसे मेरे पापा की ख्वाहिश थी, बस वो ख्वाहिश को पूरा करें और खुदावंद में भरपूर हिस्सा, खिदमत में भरपूर हिस्सा लें और हमें पापा देखकर खावन के साथ चलेंगे तो वो देखकर हमें खुश हो और उनकी ख्वाहिश पूरी.
हालेलुया. यस शी इज सेइंग नाउ आई नो इट्स लेटर हर्ट फॉर अस बट शी इज सेइंग आई हैव अ ग्रेट फेथ इन बिलीव इन गॉड दैट वन डे वी आल्सो मेट आवर फादर एंड शी इज सेइंग लाइक दिस इज द विश ऑफ माय डैड वी डूइंग द वर्क फॉर द लॉर्ड नाउ वी आर डूइंग बट time we not do but now this time they are doing so she is saying I am very happy now I know how we are fulfilling the wish of our dad and now how he smiled on us from heavens like how my daughter is doing the great work for the Lord she is saying I am so happy because Lord always have a best plan for us.
Amen. That is so beautiful, Sister Renshaw, and I know that you're encouraging people today. And what exactly are we teaching our children in Sunday school?
कह रहे आपने बहुत ज्यादा अच्छी इंकरेजमेंट दी सब लोगों को. अब आप मुझे ये बताएं कि आप संडे स्कूल में बच्चों को आपका जो मेन मकसद होता है संडे स्कूल करवाने का वो आप क्या करवाते हैं बच्चों को संडे स्कूल में?
संडे स्कूल में बच्चों को स्टोरी सुनाते हैं और गीत सिखाते हैं और खुदावंत के नजदीक आना और खुदावंत से बातें करना.
वेरी गुड. यस शी इज शेयरिंग विद यू गाइस लाइक हाउ शी टीच दी संडे स्कूल चिल्ड्रन बिकॉज शी इज सेइंग दिस इज आवर फ्यूचर ऑफ द कॉन्ग्रीगेशन दिस इज आवर ब्राइट कॉन्ग्रीगेशन इफ teach our children today how we go to the church how we discipline everything and how we do prayer
God.
And everything this yes. is the time that we get close to the Lord because this is the age when we accept Jesus in our life and she is saying like we go to church and Sunday school and today we are able to do all this work and she is saying this is main motto of my life when we teach one children Sunday school it's mean we teach one congregation because when the children gets up in the future they built a new congregation
yes.
in Jesus name. Amen.
Amen. And you know everybody you may there in the United States or Austria or Japan or India or wherever you may be sometimes we don't realize here in Pakistan that there's only about 4% Christian. And so this is a big challenge, but these young girls go ahead and teach the Word of God. We love on the Muslim people. We tell them how good our God is and that Jesus Christ can give them life. And remember, as we teach our children, we're planting those seeds, as our sisters said, for the next generation. But actually, our children are the church of today and the future. And so, girls, these precious sisters of mine here, it's an honor to be with them. I know you all sing unto the Lord in our church. I want you to sing just a small song together, and then we're going to share some words, sister. And however you want to share. So go ahead.
We are going to sing like our today message is Psalm 46. So we are going to sing Psalm 46 in our Urdu language, okay? रब साडा जोर है ते नाल साडी है पना रब साडा जोर है ते नाल साडी है पना दे मदद यो सस्तियां विच जेड़ा साडा है खुदा दे मदद यो विच जेड़ा साडा है खुदा पावे जे कर अड़ भी आवे नाले पानी करन शो पावे जे कर अड़ भी आवे नाले पानी करन शो धरती साफी गर गई रब जदों कीती सदा रब साडा जोर है ते नाल साडी है पना
Amen.
Yes,
well,
God is our refuge and our strength and
yes.
a very present help in our trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to let Sister Renshaw just sit here with us if she has anything to input, but Sister Liba, my precious co-host, and I are going to share Psalms 46, and it is the first verse is, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so, Sister Liba, we're going to tear this verse down and go verse by verse. So God is our refuge, and refuge means shelter, a covering, anywhere that we can go for safety. And it says our strength. What does the Word of God say about God's strength?
God's strength means when we have a Lord, when we're reading the Word of God, when we're doing prayer, because, you know, the prayer is the best armor. So when we pray, when we have a close relationship with God, it means we have a strength, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's Nehemiah 10, verse 8, by the way. And a very present help in trouble. Present means right now, Sister Renshaw, right?
Yes.
It means right now, present. It doesn't mean in the future or he left you, but it means he's here right now with us. If you're in trouble, what do they need to do, Sister?
You just need to be close to a God, because when we accept the joy of the Lord, it means you have a strength from him. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Present is omnipresent, omniscient. I can't even say the word tonight, but omnipresent. He's here right now.
Hallelujah.
And we can feel his presence. It says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there Jesus is here.
Yes.
Can you feel him, sisters?
Yes, he's here with us. Hallelujah.
What do you think, Sister Renshaw? Do you feel Jesus here? Do you know that he will help you in trouble?
Yes.
Yes.
How has he helped you in trouble?
किस तरह खुदावंद हमारी मुश्किल में मदद करते हैं? आप पर क्या भरोसा है इस बारे में? क्या आप बताना चाहती हैं?
मैं ये बताना चाहती हूँ कि खुदावंद जब हम मुश्किल में होते हैं तो खुदावंद हमारी साथ होते हैं और हमारी अमान होता है, हम दुआ करते हैं तो खुदावंद हमारी मुश्किल
में yes, hallelujah. She is saying when we pray in every trouble, he always help and he always help with his word, with his encouragement from the Bible. And when we pray every time, he always with us and by his Holy Spirit, we always get guidance and he always help us in troubles.
Amen. And you know, that's what the body of Christ is for. Like us sisters, we have sisters of the Lord. We had a great party last week for sisters of the Lord. And you know, when we come together, we are more in number and we can strengthen each other. And God will work through us, that present help in the time of trouble. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And so in verse 2 of chapter 46, it says, therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. In verse 3, it says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Selah means think about it. Meditate on this. No matter if the earth is shaking, no matter if it's destroyed, no matter if the mountains are falling or the heavens fall down or the waters overtake us, what, Liba, what should we do?
We just get close to God, because he's our refuge, he's our strength. Even, you know, represent, it says like through the waters three or four roar and be troubled. It means if a water of sickness, if a waters of germ, it's a water of problem, just you just don't be worried about this, because all God always be your strength, he always be your provider, and he always your comforter. Amen.
Amen. It's just like walking on water. Keep your focus on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just as Peter did. People run Peter down, but at least he stepped out on the boat on the water. How many people would go that far? Not very many. And he stepped out. And even though he got fearful, we shouldn't be afraid. The God's grace and mercy, Jesus reached out and grabbed a hold of him and helped him back to the boat. God is there for you, the present help in time of trouble. As we come into this new year, I want you to think about what your hope is. what your desire is for this new year coming and how you want to see this 2023 close. I want you to think and ask God to help you with this new year coming. No matter, there's so many wars with Israel and the Palestinians, those precious people, we're praying for them that this war will cease. There will be rumors and war and rumors of war in these last days because Jesus is coming soon.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus is coming
Hallelujah.
Soon. And the verse 2 says, do not fear. We will not fear. And so in verse 4, I want to jump down to verse 7. And Sister Liba, read that, would you?
Yes. It says, the Lord of the hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen.
And have Amen. Sister Rimsha read verse 7 in Urdu.
Kare ab hum Rimsha behan ke saath is saath mein aaj Urdu mein padhenge.
Lakshron ka khuda hamare saath hai. Yaqub ka khuda hamari panah hai.
Amen.
The Lord of hosts, that means the Lord of all the angel army. He is our refuge. Just think about it, girls. Millions of angels with the Lord God
and
is
Jesus.
Our refuge around. People forget who they are. God is their God. Jehovah Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Think about it. It says, Salah, meditate upon this. He is with us. God is with us.
Yes, and when God is with us, no one can against us because we have the joy, we have a peace in our life because we are connected with God. And, you know, always think that Christianity is not a religion. It's our relationship with our God. So when we have a great relationship with someone, we always feel in the front of other people, oh, I am strong because I have a great connection with other great people. So just think about this today. You have a great relationship with the kings of the king, the fathers of the father, and he is the great man of all the world. And just remember and just think about this. You have a great connection with a great man, with a great
God,
and he always with us. So you don't need to be afraid from this word. Always be strong in the Lord.
Yes, he is God of all gods. I'm going to read verse 10 and 11. And girls, I want you to give me some feedback on this. 10 and 11. God is saying here, be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, again, he is saying this again, girls. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So now Sister Imsha is going to read this verse in Urdu.
Khamosh ho jao aur jaan lo ke main khuda hoon. Main qaumon ke darmiyan sar buland hoonga. Main sari zameen par sar buland لشکروں کا خدا ہمارے ساتھ ہے یعقوب کا خدا ہماری پناہ ہے Amen.
Amen. Amen. It means like a be still. It means just feel the presence of God. Just stay in the presence of God. Sometimes we just pray and we like a, we are go. In 1 second we are just pray and we just stand up our prayer. But it says just pray and be still and feel the presence of God and know He is with you. He will give you a great success in all over the world. He will give you a great refuge. He will give you a great strength. Just be still and know He is your Lord. He is your Savior. He is your King of Kings. Amen?
Amen. And Sister Rimsha, is He your refuge? Does He cover you?
کہہ رہے کہ خداوند آپ کو یقین ہے کہ خداوند آپ کی پناہ گاہ ہے خداوند آپ کو بچانے والے ہیں
yes.
And how does he do that?
اور کہہ رہے خدا نے کس طرح آپ کے ساتھ کرتا ہے کس طرح آپ کو پتا اس چیز کا
दुआ के जरिए बाइबल पढ़ने के जरिए खुदावंद।
Yes, he's saying when we read the word of God, when we daily connected with him, when we daily talk to him, when we feel the presence, when we are in his presence, we always have a great refuge in him. Amen.
Amen. And you can run to God anytime.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to know that these girls are just in love with Jesus. They're not some kind of high professional evangelist. They're sisters of the Lord, and God has covered them in the refuge. Be still. Sometimes you need to just be quiet.
Yes.
And know, having the knowledge, and know that God, see, it's all by faith. You're saved by grace through faith, as Ephesians chapter 2 says, not of yourself, lest man could boast, but it is the gift of God. You are saved by grace through faith, and he is your Abba, Father. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He will never leave you. He does not lie. God is not a man that he would lie. He is a spirit. Right now, if you want to know him, I'm going to ask Sister Liba to lead you in prayer to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I feel today on this Christmas season, this new year that's coming up, that there are lost people listening and hurting, Sister Liba. If you want to know Jesus, say this prayer with Liba.
Yes. Father God, I come before you today, this morning. Oh, Father God, I know very far from you, but I accept today. I want to stay in your presence. I know you are going to heal me. I know you're going to comfort me. I know you're going to give me all the desires of my heart in this coming new year, 2024, Lord. So please, Lord, cover me with your blood. I know I want your presence. I want your refuge. I want your strength, because joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Lord, please accept my heart. I want to accept you in my life also today. I ask you everything in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so that was so beautiful, Sister Liba. Everyone just say after me, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And be my Lord.
And be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for blessing me with eternal life.
Thank you for blessing me with eternal life.
And now I praise you, Father God.
And now I praise you, Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you have said that prayer with us, let us know. But most of all, go to church. Find a church that teaches the Bible. And if you are in Pakistan and you don't have a church, you're welcome to come to our church here in Pakistan. Let us know where you are. If you're not near, we will find a church for you to go to. But thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, the last verse, the Lord of hosts is with us. Again, David the psalmist says this, and we want to encourage you that the Lord of hosts, the angel army, God is over the army of angels. And if you need help today, some people may say, oh, you're crazy, Sister Liba Renshaw, that you think that God will send, yes, he will send his angel to protect you.
Yes, amen. He always protects us with his angel, because, you know, we are very precious daughter and sons of God. And he always, like that moment that care, like a physical moment that care about us, the same thing is with our Heavenly Father. He always care about
how
us.
How much
Hallelujah.
More does your Heavenly Father, the creator of everything.
Hallelujah.
He has dreamed of you before the foundation of the world. And when you were born, his dream come true. I'm thanking you right now. And sisters, thank you so much today. As we close, don't forget, God's love never fails.
Amen.
And we are here for you. But most of all, God is there for you. Until next time, this is Sister Liba, Sister Rimshaw, and Apostle Robin saying goodbye.
Bye-bye. I worship you.